With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Another major storm system is taking aim at the northern plains, with western and central South Dakota under a winter storm watch starting Thursday, tomorrow. East River is also set for heavy snow toward the weekend. Troy Kleffman with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says two elements are coming together to bring dangerous conditions into the weekend.
As usual, we get most of our moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, so we'll have a few days of southerly winds that'll help bring the moisture up. The storm is actually coming out of the Rockies. Pretty deep storm for this time of year. It's going to, like I said, move out into the plains. The center of the storm will be south of this area, but that puts us in the more favored area for cold air and snow and strong winds and all that fun stuff. The winds will be probably gusting to 50 miles an hour or higher. As we get into the day on Friday and Friday night into Saturday, so that'll cause its own issues with blowing and maybe some drifting, although the snow might be a little on the heavier side given it's a spring storm, so it might not be as apt to blow.
Kleffman says the storm will likely come in two waves, with the first snow Thursday night and Friday and another event Friday night into Saturday. He says some parts of the state could see a foot of new snow by the time the storm departs South Dakota. The Game Fish and Parks Department has set the pheasant hunting seasons for the next 3 years. Chad Switzer is the agency's wildlife program administrator. He says pheasant hunting for youths, state residents, and the traditional pheasant seasons will remain unchanged in the following years.
The commission took action, basically no change to the current pheasant hunting season structure, including season dates and bag limits. So they actually set the pheasant hunting seasons for the 2018, 2019, and 2020 hunting seasons. So essentially there will be no change to those hunting seasons over the next 3 years.
He says the GF&P is focused on researching pheasant populations to ensure stable hunting conditions in the future. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.